very, the society is very poor. The land is not given so much fruit. It is a problem. So people around here are very poor, so they need. We have a very comfortable life, middle management person at a large insurance company, but we knew that we were not really giving God a chance to show the things that He had in store for us.
It just always cut me to my heart, you know, how blessed I had been. And we both were very convicted that we felt like God was really calling us to step out in faith.
We came to Zawai just simply based on faith, based on some wild imaginations of our own, and not really having anything solid.
It was really amazing to see how God just, we just took one small step and He just opened up the door.
The ministry focuses on two things, and that is education and evangelism.
The people, they just need opportunity to be educated, but many of them are being denied the simple things that we take for granted.
We thought we were just going to come here and have this little mission, maybe a little school, and take in some orphan kids, some hurting street kids or whatever. And God has just continued to bless us in ways that are just beyond our comprehension.
Many of the parents and people in this area, they want their children to come to our school, if not merely just to get food.
But on a spiritual level, all of our teachers, all the administrators, all the staff are Christians. We see Muslim kids and Orthodox kids going home, taking the message of Jesus home as they learn their Bible verses. And they are just the best missionaries there are.
God is so faithful. We realize that we're totally dependent upon Him, and this is His work. It's not our work. And we just believe that because it's His work, He will provide for it.
We hinge on the verse that tells us in Matthew that for those who have left mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and lands, that He will bless us 100 times. And we have found that to be extremely true.
We are a body of Christ, and we all have a part, and we can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it without our Ethiopian friends here. We need the funding and the prayers and support from our loved ones. So it's all about being part of the body.
If we would still be back in the States, still back at that job, we just think of all the people who would not be getting an education, maybe who wouldn't be hearing about Jesus. We're not trying to place ourselves on a pedestal. We're just regular people, but we do see God using us as His instruments.
I feel like we are just planting seeds. God is going to bring the harvest in His time. And it's really a joyous walk to be able to see His faithfulness, to watch His working in impossible situations. They're simple. They're nothing. God is God. Who are we?
This is God. God's seed, so God's seed gets bigger and covers the land. And even I saw many progresses still now. In the future, I expect much more than my thinking or my knowledge. God prepared a good thing for these kids.